Welcome to PDX Bluescast. Show number 4, The Christmas Show, is coming up. Welcome to PDX Bluescast. My name is Pat McDougall, and I'm your host for this music podcast, which celebrates the blues music originating from here in Portland, Oregon, and the surrounding area. This is show number 4 for PDX Bluescast, and it's time for me to say once again thanks to everybody who's listening and letting me know that they're enjoying the show. Thanks also to the artists who are making it possible for me to play their music and hopefully help it to reach a wider audience. Having a good time so far and got lots of cool plans for the future. For this particular show, it's the Christmas show, and apologies to anyone who's offended by the term Christmas, but you know, I don't celebrate a vague, unnamed holiday in December. It's Christmas for me, and so this is my show, and so I'm celebrating Christmas, and we've got some Christmas treats for you, some Christmas tracks. I've got a Christmas gift for you that's an unreleased track, and I've even got a giveaway, a Christmas giveaway to do in this show, so stay tuned for all that. To start with the music, I'm really excited. I just got this CD, literally, it arrived today, and I'm excited to have this one. It's from a local artist, surprise, here in Portland, Oregon, named Kenny Lavitz. And Kenny, if any of you have some name recognition there, you may have heard of his brother, T. Lavitz, who was with Dixie Dregs for many years and works with the combo, what a word. The group Jazz Is Dead now and again. But Kenny is quite an artist himself, a great guitarist who is comfortable in many different genres and plays electric acoustic, plays a mean slide, and teaches as well. He's a pretty in-demand guitar instructor. And man, less talk, more blues, frankly, is what we need here. And so this actually is the opening cut from Kenny's newest CD called Too Many Hats. This is called Down in the Bayou.
Ain't gonna go down there. Ain't gonna go down there. Ain't going back again. Down in the bayou, not for me.
Strange Tones with the song Something Stinks from their latest record entitled Crimeabilly. Now, back in show number 2, I played a song by the Strange Tones from their first album, Stink Bomb, and I mentioned at the time that I didn't yet have their latest album. Well, I have to say that Julie and Andy from the Strange Tones were kind enough to send me their latest CD and even put a note on it that said, ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. And so it's only fitting that I play it in this show. That song is written by Phil Wagner, who, again, if you listened in show number two, I mentioned that on that record, Whit Draper was the second of the two guitar players in the band, Julie Strange being the other. And but he had left the band and been replaced by Phil Wagner, also known as Suburban Slim around here. And so I was happy to feature a song here that Phil wrote and that he sings on. And boy, that's a strong one. And again, if you get a chance to go out and see this group, you need to do it. They put on a heck of a show, and they're all just outstanding musicians. This is a great record, Crimeability. And I have to mention that my copy came sealed with a strip of Crimeability scene tape. Like you know, crime scene tape at a police, at a crime. Yeah, and it's very clever. I liked it, and I'm keeping my tape, so there. Prior to the Strange Tones, you heard Kenny Lavitz with the song Down in the Bayou from his newest record called Too Many Hats. This is a good record. You've got to go out and listen to this. Covers a lot of styles. Has some absolutely tasty playing. That song grabbed me as soon as the CD went in the player. There's more great stuff on here, some very funky stuff, bluesy, acoustic stuff. Paul DeLay appears here on harmonica, the great keyboard player Dave Fleshner, a bunch of people, so do pick that up. And Kenny plays around town quite a bit here in Portland, so look him up and go and catch one of his shows. Let's see, we have a treat now, a Christmas treat for you. And some time back, when I launched the show, I sent out a few messages here and there asking for folks to let me know if they knew of any local artists who had recorded Christmas tunes. And I didn't get as much of a response as I might have liked. But then again, I'm not sure I did the best job of getting the word out. So maybe next Christmas we'll hear more from people. But I did get this song. And a couple others which are coming, but this tune you will remember. I hope that in show number one I played a song by the Rose City Kings, and their frontman and principal songwriter Dan Berkery happens to be a good friend of a gentleman named Herschel Yadovitz, who is a fine guitarist in his own right, but he happens to be the lead guitarist in Chris Isaak's band. If you've ever seen Chris Isaak live, you know what a great guitar player this guy is, and a great performer as well, visually, and he has a lot of style, a lot of energy. He's very fitting for Chris Isaak's band. Anyway, last Christmas, right around the Christmas season in 2004, Dan Berkery and Herschel Yadovitz got together and recorded a Christmas song, and they have made it available to me to play here on this podcast. So this is a very rare instance of this tune being played. Here is Dan Berkery with Herschel Yadovitz, and I'm Your Rudolph.
Listen to Blixen. Till you've been with old Rudolph, you don't know what you've been missing. Hey, 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 come on, Mrs. Claus. Come on down to where the reindeer play. Well, I'm your Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, baby. And I just love to take a ride in my sleigh. Play that thing. mama, you know when you're looking fine. Hey, come on, Mrs. Claus, come on down where the reindeer play. Yes, I'm Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, baby. Wow, I just love to hitch up to your sleigh. Travel over hill, we slide down the dale. You got Rudolph as your driver, child. You know you never fail. Yeah, come on, Mrs. Claus, come on down where the reindeer play. Yes, I'm Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, baby. And I'd love to hitch up to your sleigh.
Blue light for Christmas. I got blue lights on my house and tree. Yeah, blue lights for Christmas. I got blue lights all on my house and tree. There ain't nothing in my stocking. I ain't getting much of nothing this Christmas Eve. Just one thing at a time. Santa Claus, just one thing at a time, that's all I can do. One thing at a time, Mr. Claus. One thing at a time, that's all I can do. Just expect me to stop my drinking. You want me to quit on my gambling too? Try to be good. Well, I can hear Santa Claus talking to his reindeer. They go speeding by. Now Comet got no inclination. Yeah. No, Rudolph don't even want to try. Blue lights for Christmas. I got blue lights on my house and tree. Ain't nothing in my stocking. Ain't got one thing on my Christmas tree. Blue light for Christmas. Blue lights all around my window and my door. Blue lights for Christmas. I got blue lights on my window around my door. But Santa Claus ain't stopping. He just don't come by here no more.
All right, that is Ray Roberson and Neil Beese with a song called Blue Lights. And I have to say a special thank you to those two guys because, if I understand what Ray told me correctly, that performance was recorded specifically for this podcast. Ray got the word that I was looking for locally recorded Christmas tunes, and he got in touch with me and said, hey, I've got this tune, and I can send you a CD. And when I said, go for it, please, he got together with Neil when they had some free time and recorded that performance that you just heard. So it's very authentic and very live, and it's a great little song. So thank you, Ray. Now, Ray and Neil are two guys who, Ray, I know, is based in a little town called St. Marie's, Idaho. It sounds beautiful. But they came down here to Portland, competed in that Journey to Memphis competition I told you about in show one, which ultimately Bill Rhodes and the Party Kings won. They'll be going on to the International Blues Challenge in Memphis this January. Now, Ray and Neil did not prevail, or at least they didn't come out on top. But they went on and said, well, you know, let's try another blues society. And so they went to Boise, competed in the Boise Blues Society's contest, and won. And so in January, they will also be in Memphis performing in the International Blues Challenge. And these guys are very good. They're a duo, guitar, vocal, and upright bass, and really tasty stuff. That's just a sampling right there. And I'll link to Ray's site, and you can check out. He's got at least one CD available, which he also sent me. And so you can look forward to hearing more from Ray in future shows. And yes, we're casting the net a bit wide when we go to St. Marie's, Idaho, but you know, Ray performs around the Northwest, and it's good stuff. And he was kind enough to send me not only the Christmas song, but his other CD. So thank you, Ray. Great stuff. And good luck in Memphis. Before Ray's song, you of course heard Dan Burkery and Herschel Yadovitz with the song I'm Your Rudolph. Nice stuff there, well performed. And I have to say thank you not only to Dan, but also to his wife Karen, also known as Queen Bee with the Rose City Kings, who helped a great deal with the logistics of getting that recording into my hands. So I hope you enjoyed that. We are going to go on to another Christmas song performed by a local artist. And in fact, it's another song that's titled Blue Lights. How about that? But it's a different song. So rest easy, Ray. In the last show, I played for you a song by the Troublemakers. And their front man, as I mentioned, is a great guy named Rich Layton on vocals and harmonica. And Rich came to the Portland area from Houston, where he had done a lot of performing and recording, and he got the word about my request for Christmas songs. He let me know that back in Houston, when he was there, he recorded a Christmas tune with the band he was playing with at the time. And this goes all the way back to 1982. But he said, if you want to use it, you know, you're welcome to. And I thought, well, gee, you know, Rich is local now. And hey, I didn't get as many submissions as I hoped I might. And this is a neat little tune. And Rich had it on a 45. Anybody? You remember the 45 RPM. Somebody's got to, right? Well, so it took a little doing, but we converted the 45 over to a sound file that we can use here in the podcast. And yeah, it's a little rough sonically. It's got some rough spots, but I think it sounds pretty good, and the quality of the song comes through. And so this is a song that is officially billed as Screamin' Kenny with the Dr. Rocket Band, and it's called Blue Lights. Enjoy.
Blue lights on my Christmas tree this year. Thank you.
That's Curtis Salgado with Every Day Will Be Like a Holiday. Get it? You know, for the Christmas show? Yeah. Great classic tune written by Booker T. Jones and William Bell. That comes from Curtis's first solo record, which goes back to 1991. It was called Curtis Salgado and the Stilettos. And it's my understanding that it's out of print. And so if you find a copy, you need to snap that up. There's some fantastic music on there. He just had a really tight band for that recording. And before that, you heard Screamin' Kenny with the Dr. Rocket Band and the song Blue Lights. And as I understand it, Screamin' Kenny was the bass player for the Dr. Rocket Band, and he just had this little Christmas tune that he wanted to record separately as a separate project. And so that song is billed as Screamin' Kenny with the Dr. Rocket Band. But it was the Dr. Rocket Band was a band in their own right in Houston, and was one of the leading bands in the area at the time. We're talking the 80s here, and their harp player was none other than Rich Layton, who now leads the Troublemakers here in town. And keep your eyes open for those guys, because you are going to hear more from them. And a big thank you to Rich Layton for making that recording available. Great job, Rich. Now we're going to close out the show with my little Christmas gift to you, the listeners. This is an unreleased track, and it's a performance by Curtis Salgado with the amazing D.K. Stewart on piano. It was performed on the radio a few years back, and this was not released other than that. But this is just, yeah, for me, just a mind-blowing performance. Listen to Curtis sing, listen to D.K. play the piano, and there's no denying the artistry of these two guys. So enjoy this. Merry Christmas to you. And here is Worried Life Blues. Stay tuned for the giveaway coming right up after this.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy. Oh, Lordy, Lord. It hurts me so bad for us to part, but someday, baby, ain't gonna worry my life anymore. So many mornings since you've been gone, I've been worried, grieving, baby, my life alone. But someday, baby, ain't gonna worry my life anymore. So many days since you went away, I had to worry both night and day. But someday, baby, ain't gonna worry my life anymore. Oh, I ain't gonna worry my life no more. Play it for him, DK. Do it again. Go on, one more. I love you, baby, you'll never know. But someday, baby, ain't gonna worry my life anymore. So that's my story. That's all I have to say to you, Portland. Goodbye, baby. I don't care what you do, but someday, baby, oh, ain't gonna worry my life anymore.
No, I ain't gonna worry my life no more.
All right, how was that? Was that okay for you? Was that a decent Christmas gift? Curtis Salgado there and D.K. Stewart with their version of Worried Life Blues. Just jaw-dropping, in my opinion. And good news for you, D.K. Stewart has agreed to come on and do a spotlight show sometime soon. He'll come here to the PDX Bluescast studios, talk with us, play for us a little bit, and it should be a great show. So keep your eyes open for that. And on that subject, here is the little giveaway I want to do. I have in my hands here a shrink-wrapped copy of the great DK4 CD called In the House. And I would like to give this away to some deserving listener. And here's how I want to do it. I'm going to ask you a question, and those of you who can answer the question correctly, you'll go into a group for a drawing, and on the next show, I will draw from that group and pick the winner. So here's the question. I hope it is not too hard. It can't be too hard. Let's just say you can find this information, okay? You do the math. All right, D.K. Stewart, over the years, has played in several bands, has led several bands, but there was a point at which he came up with a label for the style of music that he played, because it's the stuff that he likes to play is kind of an amalgamation, a conglomeration, a concatenation, if you will, of many different styles, and he came up with a term. He actually credits someone else with this, and I can't bring that person's name to mind right now. But in any case, it's the term that he used, particularly, let's say, in the 90s, I think, to describe the music he was playing. And in fact, it was the name of one of the bands that he led. How's that? And so it's a name, it's a word that's a combination of other words. All right, that's all I've given you. That's plenty. So when you know the answer, I want you to send email to letters@pdxbluescast.com and tell me the name of that musical style that D.K. Stewart used for his music. And if your answer is correct, I'll put you in the drawing, and on the next show, we'll draw from those names and choose a winner. How's that? This is a great CD, and so you want this. You want to do the work and enter this contest. Let's see. So speaking of getting in touch with me, I'd like to hear from anybody who wants to say anything about the show, feedback, questions, etc., let me know. And so how do you do that? Well, you can go to the website, www.pdxbluescast.com, and you can post a comment right there on the blog. You can also send your suggestions, your comments, etc., to the email address I just gave you, letters@pdxbluescast.com. And finally, you can even give us a call. And the way you do that is why you just dial on your phone 206. I'm stalling because I'm calling it. Here we go. 206-203-3PDX. That's 206-203-3739. And that goes to our voicemail. And we may play your message on the air. So remember, that is long distance from Portland, but many cell phone plans have free long distance, and so take advantage of that. The last thing I'll ask you to think about, take a look at, is on our website at, again, www.pdxbluescast.com. If you scroll down, you'll see a link on the left that says, Where Are We? And that leads you to a map that lets listeners show where they're coming from. And I'd love it if you'd get yourself on the map just to tell me that you're there. I'd love to see all the different places that people are listening to the show from. There's no cost to you. just check that out and let me know that you're listening. I think that is about it for show number 4, the Christmas show. Stay tuned for show number 5. Subscribe to the podcast because that way you get it whenever it's fresh, whenever it's brand new and posted. You'll get it right to your computer. And so thank you once again to everybody for listening. Thank you to the artists for providing permission for me to use their music. Let's see. Thank you to, Jonathan Nicholas, who mentioned us in the Oregonian. It was so cool. Thanks, Jonathan. And with that, I'm your host, Pat McDougall. I'll say goodbye for now. But before I go, get out there and listen to live music. You know that's the way it's best heard. Head out to your local blues venues and hear some of these artists. You will not regret it. With that, I'm going to say keep the blues alive. We'll see you next week. Thanks. Oh yeah, and Merry Christmas to you, and Happy Holidays to everybody else.